present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Well, you join us this week on a visit to the historic city of Warwick. When the Romans arrived in this area in AD 52, they discovered a Stone Age tribe of cannibals. Following a short battle, a truce was called, and the legionnaire Tiberius was invited by the cannibals to discuss peace terms over a feast. However, he got cold feet, so he sent them back. The standardisation of time measurement was defined by the Horological Synod of Warwick in 1206. The Council of Elders decreed that a year would comprise 365 units of 24 hours each, but couldn't arrive at a name for this unit. After 3 weeks of lengthy debate, the Synod members got fed up and agreed to call it a day. The electronics engineer, Alexander Preston, lived at Church Lane with his devoted wife and seven children. Preston achieved celebrity in 1972 when he developed the first energy-saving light bulb. Sadly, from then on, he didn't see much of his family. The UK headquarters of the Feng Shui Society were established in Market Street, then Priory Road, then on the other side of Priory Road, and then Market Street again. University of Warwick mathematics professor Nigel Baxter wrote the definitive work on modern geometry. However, scandal arose on the campus when it was revealed Baxter was conducting simultaneous affairs with a dozen women and was in a love dodecahedron. Warwick and its historic buildings often feature in costume dramas such as Pride and Prejudice, Tom Jones and Moll Flanders, which is why in Warwick today it's not unusual to see vaguely remembered characters from a bygone age. Let's meet four of them. On my left, Barry Cryer and Tony Hawks. And on my right, Timbrooke Taylor and Jeremy Hardy. And placing her seat on my left hand, please welcome our scorer, the ever delightful Samantha. Okay, let's get going with the first round. As we're making our first visit to Warwick, it would be a waste of an opportunity not to design a special game paying tribute to the people of this fine city. Still, you can't have everything. So instead, teams, I'll ask you please to suggest titles of songs that would have been quite different if just one letter had been removed. Barry, you can start.
Boiled bee and carrot.
Tim?
When I'm cleaning widows.
Jeremy?
Blame it on the bogey.
Tony?
Don't put your daughter on the stag, Mrs. Worthington.
Bogey on reggae woman.
I'd like to teach the world to sin.
Bogey Wonderland.
The sound of you sick. Sounds a bit like that.
My grandfather's cock.
A reference to poultry, come on.
I've got you under my ski.
Come on, feel the nose.
Regrets, I've had a you.
Crazy whores.
Don, sit under the apple tree.
Suck in the middle with you.
Bras in pocket.
Get me to the church on Tim.
Tim is on my side. does.
As Tim goes by.
Living next door to lice.
Narky in the UK.
Oh, what a beautiful awning.
While my guitar gently wheezes.
Hey, you, get off of my clod.
The lady is a tram.
Hello, submarine.
Well,
God have the Queen.
Not before the year's out, though.
Holding back the ears.
Well, the teams are going to sing for us now in a round called One Song to the Tune of Another. This game has been played for many years by the teams without whose talent it works okay. As it's a musical game, Colin Sell is back at the piano. Listeners, maybe. Don't give him hope. Listeners will be fascinated to learn that Colin is the country's leading expert on Purcell, but he also uses Daz and Ariel sometimes. Okay, well, we'll start with you, Barry. I would like you to sing the words of Psycho Killer to the tune of Old Man River.
Can't seem to face up to the facts. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep 'cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa 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 fa. Run, 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 run away, psycho killer, cast to stay.
Ah, Barry Cryer. Well, credit where credit's due. Wasn't Colin Firth good in the King's Speech? Okay, so you now, Tim, I'd like you to sing the words of Girlfriend in a Coma by the Smiths to the tune of The Happy Wanderer.
Girlfriend in a coma, I know it's serious. Girlfriend in a coma, I know it's really serious. There were times when I could have murdered her, but you know I'd hate to do anything to happen to her. Do you really think that she'll pull through?
Your turn, Tony. I'd like you to sing the words of Uptown Top Rankin by Althea and Donna to the tune of Scotland the Brave.
See me in me heels and king dim chicks, a whip and hitting through them. No, and king, we have them going and ting. Nah, pop, no style as strictly roots. Nah, pop, as strictly roots. See me from the road, I hear you call. Do me true, you see, me in a pants and ting. See me in a halter back. See me get you a heart attack. Give me little bass. Make me wine up me waist. Up sound, top ranking. See me in the bends and keys.
So finally, Jeremy. I'd like you to sing the words of Music Was My First Love to the tune of Bob Dylan's Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future and music of the past. To live without my music would be impossible to do. In this world of troubles, my music pulls me through. Music was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future and music of the past. To live without my music would be impossible to do. In this world of troubles, my music pulls me through. Music was my first love, and it will be my last.
Well, let's move on. The teams are going to display their acting skills in the game called Sound Charades. Well, this is based on the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, where the audience were kept in stitches by silent performances. Give Us a Clue's undisputed mime master was, of course, Lionel Blair. Now, he toured the show after it was dropped from TV, but became racked with stage fright. Una Stubbs recalls that before a show in Dublin, she discovered Lionel was locked in his dressing room, getting himself into a paddy. So, Tim and Jeremy, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Tinker, tailor, soldier, spy. Tinker, tailor, soldier, spy.
It's four words, and it's a book and a film.
Yeah.
And it goes like this. Well, I must say, you've got a varied CV.
Well, yeah, I mean, I started in... started in the family, you know, scrap metal business, right. The horse and cart and all that, and I thought, well, there's not much career progression in this. So that's when I moved into the garment trade.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, you know, why make suits for people when you can kill them?
Quite. So why do you want to leave the forces to come and work for us?
Just nosy, I suppose.
Taylor killing people. Mm-hmm. Taylor, the word Taylor.
Yes.
Yep.
Tinker Taylor, soldier spy. Yeah.
Okay, so it's your turn, Barry and Tony. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Deal or no deal? Deal or no deal?
This is four words, television.
So, next on the agenda, the new coastal route from London to Dover.
You leave it there, really.
Are we nearly there on this?
Well, nearly, Minister. There's just the issue of whether or not to demolish a Kent coastal town 8 miles northeast of Dover.
Yeah. It is a tricky one, isn't it? Yeah.
No longer.
What are we going to do?
Bling, bling.
Oh, that's my...
Bling, bling.
My quaint phone. Hello? Really? Oh, that is an attractive offer. Goodbye. The end.
How many miles north of Dover was it?
I wasn't listening. 8 miles northeast of Dover.
That would be deal or no deal.
Oh. Okay, well, this year marks several important anniversaries. It's 100 years since the terrible sinking of the Titanic, 75 years since the Hindenburg disaster, and 45 years since the start of Just a Minute. But there is also another anniversary, as it's 40 years since the first edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. What did the world look like in 1972? One way to find out is to look at the newspapers back then. Another is to look at what Tim and Barry are wearing today. I've been provided with the first part of genuine newspaper headlines taken from the day of the first transmission, the 11th of April, 1972, which I'll ask the teams to complete. Okay, so, Tony, you can start. Here is a headline from the Express. Dear Harold, this is not the way to run...
Away from William the Conqueror.
Excellent. An opposition. One from the Mail for you, Jeremy. Thatcher's lose...
Mark.
Yep. Again.
The actual answer was a roof. It's a story about them moving house. Oh. Barry, here's one for you. Walker found safe on...
Pavement outside bank.
On Moors. Tim, here's one. This is actually an advert. It isn't easy to decide which contraceptive to use when you...
want to transport a goldfish.
I think there is only one that would work, though, isn't there?
You stick it on a coil, couldn't you?
You could stick it on a coil. You could put some water in a cap, I suppose. You could, yeah, there's a few. There's a few. Oh.
Okay, well... He says, when you get married, use Durex. Better for both, it says.
Oh.
Yeah, both sex and transporting goldfish. Another headline for you, Tony. Mary Whitehouse tries to stop...
The 70s.
Too true.
New BBC epic. Jeremy, here's another headline for you. Cut price family planning at the...
Sawmill.
Oh, boy.
So many people are crossing their legs at this moment.
It's at the garage. Garages were stocking half-price condoms. Here's some for any of you to have a go at. This is from The Times. Princess Anne to miss...
Penalty against Germany.
It's actually to miss badminton. French angry at losing favourite...
White flag.
TV shows. One from The Guardian, this is. Norbury Installation Group, another year of...
Installing Norburys.
Yeah. There's actually considerable advancement from The Express. TV sex lessons didn't...
Work, says Cliff Richard.
go far enough. And finally, an advert from The Telegraph introducing this service for people who can't afford to choose the wrong...
orifice.
Wrong office carpet.
I'll go.
What?
Close enough.
We move on now to take a look at panic buying. And we're all guilty when it was feared the tanker drivers would go on strike. Barry stocked up with 200 gallons of petrol in jerry cans in his shed. But in the event, it turned out to be quite unnecessary when Barry remembered he's never owned a car. In this round, one team will be shopkeepers and the other team are customers out for a spot of panic buying. The shopkeeper's task is to figure out the event for which they are panic buying. So you can go first, Tim and Jeremy. Tim, you're the panic buyer and you, Jeremy, are the shopkeeper. The occasion for which Tim is panic buying will now be displayed to the audience via the laser display board. And here once more is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The plagues of Egypt. The plagues of Egypt.
OK, Tim and Jeremy, you start shopping now.
Morning. How can I help you?
Have you got fine tooth combs?
For nits.
For nits.
Yeah. For like, yeah, don't be embarrassed at all. Yes, I've got one of those. I'll just put it in a bag for you because they are quite disgusting and horrible.
Right.
Right, anything else at all?
Well, it's this nasty rash.
Oh, we've got a nasty rash. Yeah, they're bigger than spots,
some
aren't
cream,
they? Like
some
great
cream.
Big. I think they're too big, those pimples for cream. I think you better see your GP and get them lanced, I think, really.
Okay, right. Well,
anything else I can help you with?
I'd like a big, strong umbrella.
A big, strong... What, are you expecting a heavy downpour, are you?
Well, or? More than that, sort of hail.
Oh, right, hail stands. Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, here you go. This is a nice sturdy one. I'll just wrap that up for you. And,
would you have a net for frogs?
Yes, yes, I have. I've got a net for frogs.
That's, good.
I'll just wrap that up for you.
And something
just put a bit of paper on there. And there we go.
Right. Something that gets blood out of my bathing trunk.
Oh, you really should see a doctor if.
No, it's not me. It's the river.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, right. Fair
oh,
enough.
I do.
Well, you need a biological powder. I'll just. This is... No, don't take them off in here, if you could just wait. this is... if you just give them a pre-soak, and then this powder ought to do that.
That's very helpful advice. Do you sell body armour?
Flak jackets, what size?
Oh, no, just for my oldest kid.
All right. Okey-dokey.
Oh, that's it, I think.
That's it.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Have you got a locust spray?
Yeah, I've got locust repellent here. Right, so that's £485,000.
English pounds?
No, Egyptian pounds.
Fair enough.
Yep, yep.
Bye.
Thank you.
It's biblical, isn't it?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
I think you know what it is.
Yeah. I can't remember the Bible. It's such a long time ago since...
obviously nothing to do with a plague.
How very singular, Barry, that is.
The plagues.
Yes. The plagues on...
The plagues on...
That God did to...
It's like a lesson at junior school. The plagues on...
You're not listening.
That he did to... Who did he do the plagues to in the Old Testament?
Bloody Egypt.
Bloody Egypt, yeah.
OK. Sorry, did I say that out loud?
I think we all did.
OK, your turn to be panic buyers now, Barry and Tony. The reason for Barry and Tony's panic buying will now be displayed to the audience via the laser display board, while here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Barry is going into a home. Barry is going into a home.
OK, Barry and Tony, can you start shopping?
Right. Well, where are we? Dad, I explained. It's a supermarket, all right? I explained that.
Okay? Are you my son?
Start checking the things through, OK? Put them through first. So you need the nappies, don't you?
Yes, yes.
OK. Cat food?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, you're still eating that, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
OK, right, don't... Hang on, what do you... Yeah, OK, let's scan it through. That no, that's not going through, is it, Dad?
Unexpected item in bagging area.
Who was that?
That's you, don't get it out here. Anyway, put the laxatives back, you don't need any help there. OK. Right, check the other things through. What else have you got?
Have the visitors been?
No, you don't need Viagra, do you?
Well, it stops me rolling out of bed.
Stand a stair lift? Do you
yes, indeed.
Oh,
yes,
I think that's it, really. We'll just check all those through. And there we are.
There's a high-speed one now, you know, the Stanner.
Is there?
Gets you upstairs before you've forgotten why you were going up.
I think this is a bit tasteless.
It's Barry's normal weekly shop, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
There's a panic that he's getting old.
And he's going to go somewhere.
Into a...
I know it!
Into...
How clever is that horse?
Is this a...
He's going into a home.
Yes, it was.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I notice it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to squeeze in a round of Toffs Radio Times. Now, Samantha's been doing some domestic work for a local family of aristocrats who've provided lodgings at the village pub. Samantha says she finds the work exhausting and always looks forward to putting her legs up round the Duke's head of an evening. So, teams, your suggestions, please, of programmes that might be listed in an edition of the Radio Times aimed at the posh, the rich and the aristocracy. Tony, you can start.
Ready, Steady, Where's Cook?
Barry?
The only way is Sussex.
We're sorry, but one absolutely hasn't a clue.
Jeremy?
Last of the Chateau Neuf du Pape.
Upstairs.
My big fat gypsy trespasser.
Instead of casualty, formal tea.
Who else wants to be a millionaire?
My name is Earl.
Second home's under the hammer.
Fox News.
Head gardener's question time.
Never mind the peacocks.
Birds of a feather, bang.
Meet the Osbournes.
Only fools on horses.
Tough gear.
Au-pair Winfrey.
The Glyndebourne Supremacy.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the Olympic sprinter of time smashes the 100 metres record of fate and the spectators of despair smash the Heathrow immigration desk of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Warwick, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Tim Brooke Taylor, Toby Hawkes and Jeremy Hardy were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.